Before I make an announcement today, let's introduce those who come here for the first time or haven't been here for some while. All right? Let's start it from this section. Sister, would you like to introduce?
大家好，我叫张世静，来自北京，是怀居一英的朋友。感谢主，今天世静他决定要受尽归于主。阿门。弟兄姊妹为他和他的一家祷告。阿门。补充一下，他的先生龚正平于8月2号在普林斯顿受尽了，是我们的弟兄。阿门。阿门。
Amen. Welcome, sister.
Our sister Zhang Shijing, she's from Beijing and she decided to receive the Lord today. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Amen. Also, our sister's brother also baptized in Princeton on August 2nd.
Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, sister. Welcome to this family. Any other new ones in this section to be introduced? All right. How about this section? This section behind me.
Hi, Saints. My name is Preston. I'm a third year in medical school at Stony Brook University, meeting with the district in Queens, Jamaica. I'm just here visiting for the weekend. Good to see you all.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Any new ones in these two sections? Any new ones in these two sections? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, so brothers and sisters, just to make announcement first, yesterday...
We're not new ones.
We are not new ones, but you need to introduce you.
So, Brother Peter.
I'm Sister Helen.
So we come from the church in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Amen. Amen.
Welcome. But we used to be here. We were baptized here.
Amen.
Actually, exactly 16 years ago.
Amen.
We were in P7.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Brother Peter and Sister Helen are coming to blend with us.
Amen.
Amen. Any other new ones I may miss? Amen. Praise to the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jin Liu. I come from the Guangzhou province. It's my second time here. Nice to meet you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Welcome. Amen. Okay. Now, brothers and sisters, I just want to give a very warm welcome for all of you. And just as you realize, the new semester is approaching and coming soon. And yesterday, we had a wonderful blending of barbecues. We welcome our returning college students and many of the fresh international students to be here. It was such a pleasant moment. I just want to remind our brothers and sisters to take care of those new ones and returning college students that you have we have contact yesterday. And hope the Lord can bring all of them into our church life.
Amen.
And the second one, brothers and sisters, for this coming weekend, there is a college student blending at KPCC. For details, fellowship and contact Sister Phoebe. Sister Phoebe, are you here?
Which one?
Baby Lamb. Okay. Hallelujah. The third thing, brothers and sisters, starting from today, we'll be entering into our new sessions of morning revival, the crystallization study of numbers during the summer training. The hard copy is available for those who have the subscription. A subscription, you can pick up your standing order. We also have some hard copies for you to purchase at the bookstore. Next item, brothers and sisters, the corporate prayer meeting this coming Tuesday, will begin from 8 p.m. at the Piscataway Meeting Hall right here. I would like to invite all of our saints to attend this very important meeting.
Amen.
Next item, brothers and sisters, as you all know, we have our fencing, fence and other construction work going on our meeting hall property. We still would like to remind our saints to pray for the proper design and use of the land, as well as the financial need. If you like to make an offer, you can place the marked offering and note it as fence or for building fund. Next item, brothers and sisters, for the corporate book pursuing schedule, we're entering to book the experience of Christ, chapter 11 and chapter 12. Next item, this afternoon, starting from 4 p.m., there will be our young people sunset trip to Sandy Hook. So since if you like to blend with young people, you are so well welcome. So please note, once you approach the entrance gate, please talk with the tenders that you are not going to the beach. You are going heading to the Guardian Park, so that you our entrance fees will be waived. Amen?
Amen.
Next item, brothers and sisters, we'll have our church-wide cleaning, which is scheduled for the coming Lord's Day. So please mark your calendar and stay the coming Lord's Day to serve the church-wide cleaning service. Next item, brothers and sisters, for today's food service will be served by P4, P5, Baskin Ridge 2, and Bridgewater. Today's clean service will be served by P2 and P10. Any other announcement?
Afternoons, young people blending, just remember, whoever going, you bring your own dinner.
So it's not a last dish, so don't put a dish, you know, you need to wrap, the dinner has to be wrapped individually, okay? The weather is nice, sunset time is 7:28. Okay, so every year, it doesn't matter what the weather is, we usually see the sunset. So let's pray about this.
Praise the Lord. Okay, next session, we'll have some brothers to fellowship the ongoing campus work. Right?
So, I'll go first. Brothers and sisters, do you rejoice this morning?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, as a brother announced last night, Saturday, we had a very, very wonderful planning. I think it is the one of its kind experience to me that all the saints, Chinese-speaking and English-speaking saints, that are blend together. We have this wonderful blending. So I really enjoyed it. And I hope that everyone else enjoyed it.
Amen.
So, just some quick updates. So, I know that I gave you some numbers last Lord's Day meeting. That was a very alarming. But this time, the number I think is very encouraging, saints. We have about 35 new students joined our blending last night. And also we have, I think this number is even more encouraging. We have a total of 150 people. That means that almost all the saints that have participated in yesterday's meeting. I think this number is very encouraging. Even though we're not really focusing on the number, but that means that every one of us saints, all the members of the body are participating and are functioning.
Amen. Amen.
So I think that this to me is very encouraging.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
However, though, I think we should not just stop here, right? Saints, this is, to say the least, we shouldn't say, okay, all the pickup is done, and we have a very wonderful planning. Our job is done. I hope that we do not have this kind of mindset. I mean, to say the least, these students,
we encourage all the saints to continue to in contact with these saints. Amen. So to say the least, if they are master students, how long they're going to stay here?
Wow. 2 years.
2 years, at least, right? Well, if they are undergraduate students, that means 4 years. If they are PhD students, that's 5-6 years. So saints, we need to continue to labor on these students, and also, at least the first thing that we can do is we continue to pray for them.
Amen.
And pray, remember them in our prayers. And also, on the coming, now the 2 weeks from now, actually, we also made the announcement last night that we will continue to have a gospel meeting for them to really, you know, I think last night we had some sort of foretaste of this, who this Jesus is. But on September 14, we're going to continue Amen. To introduce this Lord Jesus
Amen.
to these students. So, saints, please remember this meeting. Amen. Please remember this all the students in your prayer. So, hope we can all continue to labor on this campus and on all these students
Amen.
And all become the functioning member of the body.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Praise the Lord for this one work, one campus work. So I think we all can testify yesterday night. We have a very sweet and a joyful gathering. That this is really a family gathering as what we planned for. We are one family. We are one heavenly team. I think in this gathering we can all testify. The church is this such expression. We have sense. Young people, college students, Chinese-speaking students, English-speaking saints, Chinese-speaking saints, we all participate. So I think I really enjoy this gathering, and I think I pray to the Lord so can continue grant us vision. We have this one work, one campus work, we all be coordinated together to serve the Lord, to preach the gospel. And yes, as Brother shared, and the new semester is coming, and yesterday's event is just the beginning. So
right. So
we cannot just stop there, right? I think yesterday maybe many of you already exchanged contact information with many students. Mm-hmm. So what we need to do next is, first, I think we need to strengthen our prayer.
Amen.
To pray for all these students, that we know this is a spiritual warfare.
Amen.
So we are also this one in this one army. So we need to fight with our Christ in this gospel work. So may Lord keep us in this prayer. We keep praying for specific names for all these students. And also, may Lord grant us this love
Amen.
And this care so we continue care for all these students. Maybe their practical need and to offer our care and the love in Jesus' humanity.
Amen.
And so we really need to experience this. And also I think, as Brother has shared, we really need to continue to exercise gospel preaching living.
Amen.
Yeah, it's not like just a few events. Our goal is not just to have some gospel events.
Right.
Our goal is to we can all have this heart desire to cooperate
Amen.
With God, to live this gospel preaching living.
Amen.
So may God give us this burden. We really can deny ourselves, put aside our natural disposition, so we can be bold to reach out to the students, to continue to care for these students.
Amen.
And may Lord continue to bless this campus work, this gospel season. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just want to follow up with follow the brothers. We need to keep praying.
Amen.
Actually, prayer, let me just emphasize four things. There's a lot more, but I just want to point out that when we pray, then we receive the heavenly supply.
Amen.
This next week will be very busy as we're trying to follow up and have many activities on campus. We're not here serving with our natural strength, natural zeal, but we need the heavenly supply.
Amen.
So we need to pray ourselves into the Lord.
Amen.
Also, we pray so that we can receive the burden.
Amen.
for the burden for all kinds of students.
Amen.
I think if you're like me, sometimes after a while, we just have no love out of our own self. But we need to pray, right? And when we pray, we touch God's heart.
Amen.
We touch God's heart for people.
Amen.
Third, we need to pray. Why? So that we could be kept in oneness.
Amen.
This is very critical as we're learning to serve together, and especially this new year, as we're endeavoring to have this one campus work.
Amen.
We have a lot of coordination, a lot of fellowship.
Yes.
So we need to pray.
Amen.
We need to pray so that we could keep the oneness of the Spirit.
Amen.
And finally, we need to pray so that we could receive the direction from the head.
Amen.
Right? So that we would know where the Lord is leading us.
Amen.
We would know who we should spend more time with. We need to pray so that we can receive guidance, so that the Lord will lead us to the right people.
Amen.
So let's all endeavor to keep praying. And then finally, I just want to mention a few specific events that we should pray for. And even if some of you are burdened and available to participate. And let me just say this. For any of you who are burdened and want to participate, after the meeting this morning, we want to have a quick 15-minute, I promise, fellowship, coordination, so that we could all be on the same page.
Amen.
Okay? And the first thing is related to tomorrow on Labor Day. There will be an involvement fair at Rutgers on College Avenue from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And just to let all the saints know, we will gather here at 1 p.m. So if you have a burden to go, where and when will you gather?
Here
at 1 p.m. so that we could pray.
Amen.
But this is very important that actually after the meeting, we would stay a little bit after so we could coordinate on how we will approach this event. Okay? And just in brief, this fair, you'll see hundreds, probably over 1,000 students just kind of walking on the street of College Avenue. And they're all looking. Actually, they're all searching. What are they looking for? They're looking for reality.
Amen.
They're looking for something to give themselves to.
That's right.
Right? And a lot of them, they're just 18-year-olds, right? Going into college, leaving their parents' home for the first time. And so we want to be there.
Right.
We want to meet them. Actually, the best people to contact in college are freshmen because they're open. They're not settled. They're trying to find their community. And they're actually trying to find the reality of their human existence.
Amen.
They might not know that, but after a while, everyone will come to their senses. What is the meaning of my human life?
Amen.
So we want to be there to contact these ones. Number two, for your awareness and prayer, our first Bible study will be this coming Wednesday. It will be from 8 to 9 p.m. at Livingston Student Center, room 201. Okay, and just to kind of emphasize what has been brought out this year, we really like to encourage anyone who would like to come to attend. It's not just a few that can come, but it's really open to all. And the content actually will be suitable for new ones, regardless of whether you're born from this country or international. We're actually going to start with the mystery of human life for the first couple weeks. So this is very suitable for even the brand new ones. Okay, and we can have more fellowship regarding that. And then finally, this week is critical for our follow-up, just like the brothers have mentioned already. And so we really ask all the saints, if you have time to follow up with the ones that we contact in the evenings or during the day, please enter into the fellowship, into the coronation. We really need every hand to be on deck this week. Okay? So I'll just stop here. Again, a reminder, all the saints who are burdened, please stay after the meeting ends this morning. We will have more fellowship.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Sure. Amen.
Saints from Basking Ridge, can you please all stand up?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. I'm not new. So yeah, I am to tell you a news. There's a new branch, a new district branch out from Piscataway, which is Basking Ridge.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So, people would wonder why Basking Ridge. Maybe because we have branched out Berkeley Heights. So we are from District B, so branch out become BH, Berkeley Heights, now BR, Berkeley Heights, Basking Ridge. And maybe next one is Bridgewater.
Yes.
Well, maybe, I don't know. But we said we love the Lord. We have seen some hymns this morning. I say we love Lord, but do we know what Lord's heart desire? Mm-hmm. How do we love Him? Do we just come each week to sing the hymn, say we love Him, or just prayer in our prayer, say we love Him? We want to know what God desires, right? God wants to have many sons, right? And the Lord want to build up His body.
Amen.
So we want to step one. We want to step one step closer to God's desire. So He wants everywhere has His children, everywhere has His expression. So here we are. We are going to have a testimony in Basking Ridge.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you know how many saints are saved this year in Piscataway? 22 or 23, maybe 23 at 1 this morning, right? But in Basking Ridge, you know how many are saved this year?
How many?
10. So it's almost
hallelujah.
Half of what we, the whole Piscataway, right?
Amen.
And then last Amen. Year was 6, and the year before last year was 11. So what I'm trying to say is God has a move in Basking Ridge.
Amen.
So we just accept this burden to you know, start our what do you say, church life in Basking Ridge. I know God not only a move right now, actually God has a move in early 2000, right? There are saints that moved over there. But then we don't have a small group meeting until 2010, right? After we moved to Basking Ridge in like 2006, we still meet in other small groups. But then God keeps moving people into Basking Ridge. So we cannot ignore that, you know, we just keep meeting in other small group, or we just keep meeting in Piscataway. We know God has a move in Basking Ridge. So, see, there are many saints that move after us. Like brother Wen Hua, brothers, Wen Hua's family, and other families here, right? And some, of course, are there earlier. So we want to start our Lord's Day meeting in Basking Ridge this coming Lord's Day.
Amen.
So we need every saint's prayer.
Amen.
We hope God's life keep growing, propagating, and our number keep multiplying in Basking Ridge.
Amen.
So we have a strong testimony in Basking Ridge.
Amen.
Yes. So, yeah, we feel we don't have the strength. We are not capable, but we believe the Lord can do
Amen.
Anything He wanted to increase His testimony in Basking Ridge. He will do. So, what do we want? Just follow.
Amen.
So, So we just follow and appear and know his desire.
Amen.
So that's what we can do.
Amen.
And also talk about the numbers, and because God wants to propagation his testimony, his lampstands. So when we in the district meeting, typically like we have 30, 40 cents, and we have 1 hour for after the Lord's meeting, we have prophesy meeting, one hour, and 15 minutes, like, you know, it's over, and only 45 minutes for cents too. So among the 1 cent, only get one minute for possible testimony or prophesy. But you know, that is, I just want to see, in that case, it's not really possible for the cents to functioning in this prophesy meeting. So that is one thing. Another thing is, saints always feel like maybe other brother, other sister, they can prophesy. So I just stay in the comfortable zone. So that is another thing. So prevent us from function properly. But when we move to a smaller locality, we have few people, we started to meeting, so everybody need a function. Everybody need to have the chance, the opportunity to function, serve. So that is what the Lord wants us. Because through this service, through the word, through the dispensing from the Lord, we can grow.
Amen.
So we need to grow.
Amen.
That's what we need to function in the grow in the life.
Amen.
So that's the purpose of why we move out. So that is also, I think, this is all the church have the burden for branch out of the testimony in Basque Ridge.
Amen.
So we wanted to offer ourselves as the burnt offering, as our family, and we stay there for his coming back.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
About 2 years ago, Brother Stephen Bai stayed at my house, and we talked about the Lord's testimony in Basking Ridge. So finally he said, you know, you really should think seriously about starting your district meeting. So I nodded, smiling politely, and he's also very polite. He didn't say, get behind Jesus, sit. He said, let Sarah smile in his love in herself. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
So 2 years, fast forward. Like brothers shared, we have almost 30 cents baptized in Basin Ridge. And we are standing here today, ready to start our district meeting next Lord's Day.
Amen.
So again, back to the verse. Is anything too marvelous for Jehovah? No. But even today, we have very little faith. So one of my favorite verses in Matthew chapter 9:23-24, that's where Jesus said to a father who is about to lose his son, he said, anything is possible for him to believe. So crying out, the father said, I believe, and help me unbelief. Help unbelief. So we need to be desperate. Just like we are today, right? I mean, we're about to start a meeting. We don't know how many people are going to come to the meeting next Lord's Day or afterwards. But we need to desperate and not have no hope in ourselves.
Amen.
And not until then will our Lord begin to start his work in us. So praise the Lord. We're going to have a lot of things to do, right? So we can start a new district, but we all these things are not none of these things are trivial, is because they're all connected to eternity. And I have to say that before we do anything, we need to have a vision. We need to have a vision that guides us. That is Jesus as Christ and church.
Amen.
And guided under this vision, just like the first Thessalonian says, we need to work in faith, we need to labor in love,
amen,
and we need to endure in what? In hope. We do have hope. So with all this, again, we have a lot to do, but we have faith that through all this, the blessing from God will be upon us abundantly. And finally, let's sense Lord, all praise our Lord together three times.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So
yes,
we give our thanks in best language to you.
Amen.
Be with them.
Amen.
Strengthen each one.
Amen.
They have the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
They have Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Daily living.
Amen.
Take you as their only source.
Amen.
So they can be the shining testimony for you.
Amen.
Lord, we praise you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we praise you.
Amen.
Thank you for your faithfulness.
Amen.
Thank you for your leading every step of the way.
Amen.
Thank you, we will have a new district in Basking Ridge.
Amen.
Lord, be with them, Lord.
Amen.
So that they can be a functioning member in the church.
Amen.
Functioning member in the church life.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So that they can preach in gospel.
Amen.
Oh, they can have a serving life.
Amen.
Oh, they can gain Christ.
Amen.
They can pursue Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we give them to you, Lord.
Amen.
Bless them, Lord.
Amen.
Bless them, Lord.
Amen.
Cannot forget that you tell us.
Amen.
Go and disciple all the nation.
Amen.
Not only Piscataway.
Amen.
Also in the Basking Ridge.
Amen.
Your testimony will be stronger.
Amen.
By faith we move forward.
Amen.
Our prayers with our brother sister.
Amen.
May your name be glorified.
Amen.
In Basking Ridge.
Amen.
May your name be glorified.
Amen.
Oh Lord, may our prayer go with our brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Oh, gain the ground for you.
Amen.
Oh, increase your territory.
Amen.
Oh, your kingdom.
Amen.
Lord, gain your a strong testimony, Lord.
Amen. Yes. Do gain a strong testimony.
Amen.
Lord, we praise you for Basking Ridge.
Amen.
Lord, we give all the saints in Basking Ridge.
Amen.
Lord, strengthen them.
Amen.
Strengthen them into their inner man.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Also strengthen your testimony there.
Amen.
Lord, we praise you.
Amen.
Right. Strengthen your testimony in Basking Ridge.
Amen.
Pray you really bless them.
Amen.
Bless all the children.
Amen.
Bless the young people.
Amen.
Bless all the college students.
Amen.
Bless all the adult saints.
Amen.
May they be your proper testimony.
Amen.
Oh Lord, for your glorious expression.
Amen.
God, your presence be with them.
Amen.
Oh, your presence is the blessing.
Amen.
Your presence be with the brother.
Amen.
Them and guide them, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, bless them with many new ones.
Amen.
Use them to build your testimony there.
Amen.
Yes, we praise you for brothers and sisters in Basking Ridge.
Amen.
Lord, strengthen them into their inner man.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Oh, yes, build us up.
Amen.
Build them up.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, for your testimony.
Amen.
Basking Ridge.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, oh, bless all the young people.
Amen.
All the college saints.
Amen.
All the community saints.
Amen.
All the children.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh Lord, do get more new ones.
Amen.
In your body.
Amen.
Lord, we praise you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints.
Now, we transition to our prophesying part. Amen. I just want to give a brief opening. Amen. Praise the Lord. Before I begin this part,
let me try this. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. How about let's read this week's title. Amen. Today we are going through message 6. Amen. The title is Being Found in Christ,
Knowing Christ, and Pursuing Christ.
So Christ, Christ, Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So first we are being found in Christ, and knowing Christ, and pursuing Christ. So in this message, we can see there are three parts, three Roman numerals. Okay, the first one is being found in Christ, Roman number 1. Roman number 2 is knowing Christ. Roman number 3 is pursuing Christ. And where does this come from? This comes from Philippians chapter 3, verse 9 to 14.
Amen.
Verse 9 is the first point, which is being found in Christ.
Amen.
Verse 10 and 11 is the second point, which is we can know Christ. And then lastly, verse 12 to 14 is that we need to pursue Christ. Amen. This is Roman number 3. So basically, this is the whole message. And this whole message is very rich. And we need to really, really dive into this and experience this. And before I started, I want to draw everyone's attention to a story in Luke 15, which is actually the song we just sang in Worship the Father. Song number 43. Yes. In this story, we said that, you know, we are lost and now we are found, we were blind, now we see. But I want to draw everyone's attention today to another character in this story, which is the older son. Okay, let me read a little bit. This is Luke 15, verse 25. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing, and calling to him one of the servants, he inquired what these things might be. And he said to him, "Your brother has come, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has received him back healthy." But he became angry and was not willing to enter. And his father came out and entreated him. But he answered and said to his father, "Behold, so many years I have been slaving for you and have never neglected a commandment of yours. And you have never given me a goat that I might be merry with my friends." Okay, this might be our situation today. We might be the son in status, but not the son in reality. We might be in the Father's house in doctrine, but not in the Father's house in reality. We might know of Father's riches, but we do not know Father's riches. Do you know what I mean? You know that Father is rich, but you never get to eat anything. Never get to eat a goat. Never get to experience what God is. And God's divine attributes, His divine essence, was never an enjoyment, a supply to us. His riches, His attributes, becomes a burden to this person. He was working, he was slaving, and this is what Paul described as a self-righteous person. And how pitiful this situation is. Dear brothers and dear sisters, we don't just want to be here in name.
Right.
Just be here in doctrine.
Right.
We need to have a desire. I want to be here to enjoy. Amen. I want to be here. All the riches of the Father's house need to be mine.
Amen.
I want to know Him.
Amen.
Not just doctrinally.
Right.
Lord, I want to know You in our daily life.
Amen.
I want to experience You in our daily salvation.
Amen.
I want to come to You and allow You to saturate me. Permeate my whole being.
Amen.
My living should be for this. Otherwise, we will be this pitiful older son.
Amen.
And we need to really, really have prayer. Lord, save me from just being sons in name.
Right.
We want to be sons in reality.
Right.
We really desperately, Lord, I want to know You. This knowing is not just objectively knowing. This knowing should be our experience.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Really, may the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
And so, in our church life, we know a lot, but we experience so little. We do a lot outwardly, but we pray so little. This is why the brothers see this situation and comes up with the title of this conference, that we will need to come to experience Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, there are two books in the Bible that we cannot take it as doctrine. First one is Song of Songs. Second one is Philippians.
Right.
We need to come to Philippians, not take it as a doctrine. When we take it as a doctrine, we are wrong.
Right.
We need to take it as, you know, we are seeing this person. We are taking this living person. And this person is our pattern. This person is our goal. This person should be our everything.
Amen.
We need to come to experience such a living person.
Amen.
So, my point today is that we need to help that in everything we do, not just in the church meeting, but in our daily life, we will be saved to a point that we can be found in Christ. Oh, this should be our desire. This is Paul's desire. Is this our desire? When we do our work, do we desire we've done the best? Do we desire that others can see we are so good? Or do we desire that others can see Christ through us?
Amen.
These two kind of desire is the most difference, because it talks about the source. Are we putting down ourselves and putting Christ only? So this really, really should allow Paul's experience to be our experience. We need to pray more. Lord, in every situation, especially in my daily living, when I'm working, when I am at school, when I go into school, going to work, when I am in front of the computer, on my laptop, on my cell phone, Lord, I have only this desire that I be found in Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, may we know You in this way.
Amen.
May we be saved in this way.
Amen.
And the best way to be saved is what? This is my personal experience. Is when I was in a non-pleasant circumstances. Instead of saying, "Oh man," I say, "Amen."
Amen.
Instead of complaining, I say, "Lord, I subject to You. You are my subjective Savior. Save me from this situation. Save me from complaining. Save me from murmuring. Save me so that I can be found in Christ."
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He is such a wonderful God, and He needs to be our daily salvation.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, saints. I will just follow our brother. And I would like to share just a few verses. Yes, we need to experience the Lord, and he should not just be doctrine to us. But, saints, what about some of the experiences I already had? I think in the example of Paul, what we see is that we have such a person who is not found in his own righteousness, but yet he pursued. Brothers and sisters, we need to learn to forget the things which are behind, so that we may gain more of Christ day by day. I think our brother has such a good opening, but I think we can still go further as we come to day number 3. How about let's just read the Roman number together. Roman number 2.
All living in the condition of having not his own righteousness, but the righteousness that is out of God, in order to know and experience Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, to be conformed to his death and to attain to the other resurrection.
Brothers and sisters, the reason that we are being found in Christ is so that the Lord can bring us to know him and to know the power, specifically the power of his resurrection. And also, as a result, as we experience his resurrection, we'll be able to enter into the fellowship of his suffering. Paul imposed living, who is our pattern today, he's such a one who is willing to give up all that he has, all that he is, whether good or bad, whether the certain experiences he had with the Lord, whether there is something, whether failure that he might have. Brothers and sisters, there needs to be this kind of accounting of all things in our lives with the goal that we will be able to know him. Amen. And specifically to know his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Amen. May this be our prayer, that we will not only know him and experience him in a subjective way, but we will truly be willing to give up all that we have and had experienced in order to gain Christ in a fresh way.
Amen.
I would like to again just surely speak, I think, on behalf of those who have been in the church life for a long time. We come to this time of the year when we need to contact the new ones again. Brothers and sisters, they should come to a point where our past experiences, successes, failures will be counted as loss. So that we may gain Christ.
Amen.
In the fresh and new way for this specific season.
Amen.
We need the Lord's mercy to truly see how excellent Christ is, so that we will be willing to give up all that we have in order to gain more of him.
Amen.
Lastly, I would just like to share a little bit on the example of Abraham. I was just reminded of his experience all the way in Genesis 12 all the way to 21. Brothers and sisters, we see that Abraham has gone through so much during those times. He has been called by God. He has had failures 2 times with Sarah. He has had a glorious intercession for Lot, right? That was more like a success. And he also had the unbelief that Isaac would not be born. He had tried to produce a son through Eliezer and also through Hagar and produce Ishmael. And eventually, through God's mercy, Isaac was produced. But what happened is that at that moment, after Isaac was produced, God came to him. I think in the life study, Brother Lee said, God came to bother him. You need to offer up your Isaac. Even though I gave you Isaac, you have to give it up. so that, right, so that you may be able to brought on to a higher experience of me for the producing of the church. This should be our experience today. Whatever we have experienced, whatever we have been touched with in the Lord, in however many past years that we had in the Lord, should be counted as loss, so that God may have a way to gain us.
Amen.
For His testimony today.
Amen. Amen.
May the spirit of pursuing continue within us.
Amen.
Throughout this entire year, until the end, we will forget the things which are behind and stretch forward.
Amen.
For the price, which is the experience of Christ, which the Lord Jesus has called us upward.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I really, you know, a little bit enter into the spirit of Brother Ron's message. He said, you know, we all know Paul is a pattern to all of us. In Philippians, we know Paul was mature in life, but he still desperately pursued Christ.
Amen.
What motivated him to pursue Christ in such a way? From the message we know, Paul had the vision of Christ in His supreme preciousness and the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. And Paul had a revelation concerning the unsearchable riches and the all-inclusiveness of Christ. And Paul's experience and enjoyment of Christ, you know, caused him to pursue, to desire more. And also, Paul especially mentioned, you know, he knew all things other than Christ are vanity of vanities. Brothers and sisters, all things other than Christ are vanity of vanities.
Amen.
So, dear saints, are you longing to enjoy Christ and experience Christ more? So, amen. To enjoy something, we need to experience something. To experience something, we need to know it. We need to have a knowledge. So, it reminds me, Garrett, Galatians, you know, 1:16 says, it pleased God to reveal His Son in us. So if we have a heart to pursue the Lord will bring us into the essence of every verse of Philippians. So in Philippians, Paul especially mentioned two matters. You know, these two matters is shared with us. And these two matters basically determine to what extent we will actually experience and enjoy Christ going forward until the end.
Amen.
He said, you know, he had no one like so with him.
Yes.
You know, who will genuinely care for what concerns you. For all seek their own things, not the things of Christ Jesus. So here he mentioned like so. Like so is a window to open up something.
Amen.
Especially open up how we experience and enjoy our Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So, also, we see Timothy was like Saul with Paul. So he had an unhindered experience of Christ. So that's our question. Are you like Saul with the faithful serving ones in our church?
Oh Lord.
Are you like Saul with the ministry of the word?
Oh Lord.
Amen. So, also, we may not realize for many years in church, our personality, our peculiarity, or even ourselves have been increasing. Yeah, our thinking and our views are so contrary to what we see in the ministry.
Amen.
So this is the word from Brother, you know, Ron.
Yes.
So may the Lord enlighten us.
Amen.
What this means to us, how we live this out. So especially for serving ones, if we are far from like soul, saints are held back from experience of Christ.
Amen.
And that's an awesome responsibility.
Right.
So if we are not willing to put ourselves in the mode of the death of Jesus Christ, and not willing to put our desire for position or ambition, even our boast in darkness, our bitterness to the cross, there will be no resurrection, and there will be no like soul.
Right.
So we cannot stay the same like we are now.
Amen.
Yeah. So I say again, this is an awesome responsibility, because all of us will need to settle account with the Lord on that day.
Amen.
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 So thank the Lord to open his heart to us.
Amen.
And give a way to go on.
Amen.
So can we cooperate with him and just present our inward parts to the Lord and pray desperately to ask the Lord to do whatever he needs to do to bring us into the oneness.
Amen.
For the advance of the enjoyment and experience of Christ.
Amen.
To build up his church.
Amen.
So this is one aspect.
Amen.
This is all especially for the serving ones. You know, even though we, just like Brother Tishan shared, we all say we're loving the Lord, we love the Lord, we want to consecrate ourselves. But each time when we not want to touch ourselves, our personality, you know, our disposition, you know, we never allow the Lord to put ourselves into death.
That's right.
So this is a reminder to all of us.
Amen.
And second point, basically, is he said, those who seek their own things cannot be like so with those who seek the kingdom first. Yeah, who seek to work the will of God first. So if we seek our own things, not the things of Christ Jesus, our experience of Christ is drastically limited, and then this limitation will only increase. Amen. So it is one thing to care for our own responsibility, and it is another thing to be obsessed with all the with them.
Amen.
And to idolize them.
Amen.
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 So may the Lord, you know, shine within us.
Amen.
To grant us an inward realization.
Amen.
Of where we are today.
Amen.
And really give us urgency, because we cannot going forward like this.
Amen.
Yeah. May the Lord gracious us.
Amen.
So we are willing to pay the price and be conformed to the Christ's death, to be brought into resurrection, and to have the ultimate enjoyment of Christ.
Amen.
So if it's sooner, we will be in the wedding feast. So if it's later, we will need 1,000 years makeup time. So, amen. So we may say we don't like it, but the God sets the boundary. So either now or then, let us choose now, choose today. Because actually, we only have today.
Right.
May the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
And kisses us with the kisses of his mouth.
Amen.
And draw us so we can run after him.
Amen.
To gain Christ, to pursue Christ.
Amen.
May Lord bless all of us.
Amen.
To have a new beginning. Amen. Forget what was behind.
Oh.
And stretch forward.
Amen.
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 Yes. Praise the Lord, so we all can forget the things behind and stretch forward. I think this past few weeks' message, the experience of Christ, we really need to, each of us, need to pray to the Lord, give us the revelation, this light, inward, this light, so we can open our eye to see the Lord, and we can pursue, to pay the price, let's love it, to pursue our Lord. And I think, as brothers has shared, hope all these messages, these words, not become doctrine.
Right.
We have heard this verse so many times. So as brother sharing the message, we don't want to stay in the same situation year after year,
right,
with no growth in life.
Amen.
With no moving forward.
Amen.
So we really need the Lord's mercy, so these words can touch us. And first, we can open our whole being to the Lord. Yes, in order to experience Christ, to be found in Christ.
Amen.
I think our one thing, the hindrance, the things, is like our self-righteousness, our natural disposition, ourself needs to be dealt with.
Amen.
Yeah, this will become a great hindrance, as Brother Ron shared in the message for many years. Sometimes even for some of us, our natural disposition even increase. It should be decreased. Christ should increase in us.
Amen.
Then we can be found in Christ.
Amen.
We can be an expression of Christ. So really, we really pray to the Lord, all these words, don't just come in to our mind in vain, or just we listen or read these words. These words can shine within us. We can day by day, we just pray, give our whole being to the Lord. Amen. You can do whatever you want to accomplish in us, in me, and you have a way in me. And then we open more, and the Lord will work more in us. And particularly this message mentioned that we need to experience this, the power of the resurrection, right? The fellowship of suffering. So that means we need to, in many situations, we need to put us into the situation like a death, and then we deny ourselves, we can experience the resurrection life, the power of this resurrection. So praise the Lord, speaking to us through all this message.
Amen.
We can gain more experience of Christ.
Amen.
With not just in doctrine way, but in our daily living.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I remember in one of Bradley's ministry book, he told us that if we would experience Christ, we must know him. Knowing him depends on how much we know the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. So I really enjoyed day 4, 2 words, put aside and remain.
Amen.
We must put ourselves aside and remain on the cross.
Amen.
So this week I really appreciate how the Lord, he's such a good parent for us. So the Lord, when he was on earth, he lived a human life. But Brother Lee said that he never lived out a human life. He lived out the divine life. So we remember that actually a lot of disciples caused a lot of trouble to the Lord. Like Peter, he denied the Lord 3 times. But the Lord didn't bother by this. He constantly put aside his feeling. He didn't pray to the Father, Lord, you should change Peter's disposition so that I can do your will. The Lord didn't do this. And his mother Mary, the Lord didn't pray to the Father, oh Lord, you should change, do something to my mom so I can better do your work. The Lord didn't do this. And even for other disciples, they caused numerous troubles to the Lord. But the Lord never cares for his feeling. He just put himself aside.
Amen.
And remained on the cross.
Amen.
And even when he went to death, he died on the cross. So his death gave the opportunity for the divine life to live out.
Amen.
So this week I really appreciate, Lord, we should put aside ourselves and remain on the cross. So like a brother mentioned in the opening, that the Lord arranged a lot of environment for us in our marriage life, in the church life. Oh Lord Jesus, we need to put ourselves aside
Amen.
And remain on the cross.
Yes.
So that we can experience the power of his resurrection.
Amen.
And knowing the fellowship of his sufferings. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I was very, very touched that Brother Yinso shared that Brother Ram, the last conclusion, the message is burden. He used the verse, Chapter 2:20, he said, for I have no one like a soul who genuinely care for what can concern you. For all seek their own things, not the things of Christ Jesus. So you have a burden to talk to the sick, like an old brother, sister, over 50, like me. It's getting worse. You should repent.
Amen.
You're only seeking for your own sin. You only care for your son's wedding. You only care for your business. You only care your degree. No one likes soul with Paul. Then the brother Ron share this word. That's very touched me too. That's from the doctrine he told us. Like so, the Greek word is iso pasoukos. What's that meaning? Mm. The first one, iso, that means equal, like. Second, pasouk, we know so, zoe, and bias. We know that? That's a so. The Bible only comes to this word, adjective, only one time.
Amen.
Brother Ron said, he appreciates the recovering virgin. That we hold, recovering virgin.
Amen.
that really talk about the reality of this Bible. Tell to only recovery origin, not King James, not national, not ABS. He said only the recovery, talk of the reality. Translate this like so. You want us to really understand, he not only this doctrine, he also tell his experience. Mm-hmm. 1968, he quit. He leave the seminar from Princeton. That bright future. He just follow a China man, only get a meeting 15 people in Anaheim. Follow him to study, 1974 study, life study. Oh my Lord. Amen. Not the confidence, he's a flesh. Where he come from, the seminar from Princeton. He followed this man. He found the Christ in him. Amen. He really know, he wonder what he say. When he studied the Hebrew, he said, I don't want to just get into the spirit from Brother Lee. I want to get his mind.
Amen.
I want to get his thinking.
Amen.
Co-worker with Brother Lee. Amen. That's a like so. I should stop here.
Amen. I believe the Lord has can you hear me? The Lord has a desperation want all the children in his recovery to know him, to pursue him. So that's the reason he released such a burden through his ministry. And this week, when I read the message, I do have such a feeling that, you know, Paul say he think he haven't obtained yet, and that he have not been perfected yet, and he have not laid hold of yet. So in Paul, he feel, you know, we feel we have been perfected or we have obtained will hinder us to pursue him. But I also have a feeling that for us, many of us, we have a different kind of attitude. We feel we will never obtain. We will never be perfected. So we stop pursuing. And I feel we need to get rid of such a feeling. You know, it's not us. The Lord wants us to pursue. And he is the one can lay hold of us. Is the one can perfect us. So we will be able to obtain the goal, that prize. And not that we, you know, sometimes we see, you know, some brothers, some sisters, they are so ahead of us. And so we run, we have a feeling, I don't think we feel, you know, sometimes we need to run, we need to run. We don't need to be afraid, we pass, you know. Brother Michael is so ahead of me, so I run faster. I pass him. I don't think he will mind.
We run together.
We run together. Amen. Because the prize is not just one. Every one of us can get the prize.
Amen.
So I believe, you know, when I'm running, you know, all the brothers ahead of me, they feel very happy.
Amen.
So I have a burden to share with you. Let's all run together.
Amen.
To get the prize.
Amen.
I'd like to share. So to have the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus is by revelation. But the emphasis of this week is that to know him is by experience.
Amen.
I really appreciate that. On one hand, as a matter of fact, we are children of God. Having his life, we first receive the his resurrection power, which enables us to be conformed to his death and to participate in the sufferings. But in experience, actually, we should take the conformity to his death as the base, and also participation in the suffering as a necessary condition. That's how we can experience the power of resurrection.
Amen.
We all know that from Romans 8, there are significant differences between children of God, sons of God, and heirs of God in terms of the different status of maturity in life. And verse 17 says, "We might be joint heirs of Christ if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him." So the point that I appreciate most this week is really to see how passing through suffering is indispensable for us to continue to grow in life.
Amen.
From being children to sons and to heirs, to really legally inherit all the riches of Christ through our subjective experience. And also, on a echo, the brother just shared that it's not an individual matter. Our suffering, our experience is only for the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Colossians 1:24 says, we should rejoice in the suffering because we are filling up that which is lacking of the afflictions of Christ for the body of, for his body, which is the church.
Amen.
Amen. So how can we really gain this experiential knowledge? The only way is to just exercise our spirit, because that's the compound spirit indwelling us and includes all the elements of Christ, who Christ is and what Christ has accomplished.
Amen.
May we all exercise to really tend our spirit in every situation, and let spirit spread from our inner part to our soul, and also even let the spirit to give life to our mortal body. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I was very touched by day six. The sentence saying that we need to be gradually and continually resurrected. So this week I was very touched by this, because in the verse it says that Paul said out of resurrection. What does it mean? It actually means better, right? Better resurrection. I think that we are all saved, but you know, the other day, a young adult told me, "I'm not interested." I think, you know, my heart was broken, but I also think that the Lord's heart is broken. Why? Because, you know, like so often, we are just like, oh, we are saved, we are baptized, we are not interested in doing more or getting more, just like brothers share. And then I think that, you know, actually, this is the reason why we cannot move on. And I think that, you know, in our daily living, actually there are a lot of opportunities that we can experience him. We just need to open to him so that our spirit, our soul and body can be changed, can be conformed. So I really appreciate in the message it says about, you know, like making a cake, right? So you have this cake mold. But sometimes, you know, like we are too soft because we are not willing. So we are like a jellyfish. Even if the mold is there, we cannot be conformed. Sometimes we are too hard, you know, like we are not just flexible. We are not flexible at all. So you know, sometimes, you know, teachers do not like to be challenged by students, and sometimes, you know, parents do not want to be challenged by children. But actually, here in the message, it says that we all need to put ourselves aside. You know, for non-believers, if they put themselves aside, nothing left. But we have faith. So if we put aside ourselves, actually the spirit is there, then that's how the Lord can work in us. May the Lord gain us, and may we are willing to turn to him.
Amen. Amen.
I think this morning's all the sharing, I think the burden is very heavy. And I also been touched by many brothers and sisters sharing. But before I continue that, I would just like to say a couple, maybe spend a couple minutes about Basting Ridge's brainchild. It's very exciting news, right?
Amen.
Don't you think this is good news?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't see the amen strong enough. Don't you think it is good news?
Amen.
Yes, it's good news, right? Our church life, right? You know, I just heard a brother, sister mention say, oh, you know, many places they just want to grow, you know, keep growing, and keep the people sustained in the way. But then, why you want to? I think that's the wrong word, but it's why you want to push people out of the Pink Skyway. Actually, it's not, right? We are spreading. We are growing, right? So we hope that the Baskin Ridge is branched out as a new district. We can see more saints participating in the Lord's Day meetings.
Amen.
Right? You have probably average maybe, 15 every Lord's Day. And then we look at your baptism number. This year is 10, last year is 6, the year before is 11. We're talking about 30 people right there. Where are they? We need to bring them to the church life.
Amen.
Right? And also, as Brother mentioned, in our church life, right, we like to see all members function. In other words, we are not relying on one or two people. We rely on everyone.
Amen.
We need to function.
Amen.
We need to be a functioning member in the Lord's, the body of Christ.
Amen.
So Baskin Ridge saints need to continue to grow, continue to function, right? And then after Baskin Ridge left District B, how many saints we have left? I don't know, but that's another opportunity for us to what? Functioning more.
Amen.
Right? You cannot sit in there not saying anything anymore because you need to stand up.
Amen.
You need to pursue. You need to get into the message so that you can functioning in the meeting. And so also one thing, just reminding the saints in Baskin Ridge, you are growing out as a district. Okay, of course, the goal is one day there's a church there,
amen,
right? But we don't know when. We don't know when. We need to pray.
Amen.
The dear saints, we need to pray for them, right? If Lord's willing, the growth is there, the everything is in place, they can branch out as a church. But before that, you still the members of the church in Piscataway.
Amen.
Okay, so don't hasten so, oh, I transition this to you. I'm leaving now. No. You are not leaving. Okay. We are still coordinating together.
Amen.
Are we clear?
Amen.
Amen. So I don't think you have this feeling, but I just don't want to feel sense of feel differently.
Amen.
Yeah. And, yeah. Oh, change? Oh, okay. Okay. And, so for this week's message, I think I don't have much time. I just have one thing here. I very touched very much is that I remember one time Brother Lee openly talked about a brother. That's of course many years ago. Say, brother, let me say this frankly, you have not grown in the past 30 years. It's a very strong word, right? And then recently I thought I heard that, and then I just feel very aching. And then as a brother Ron mentioned about it, of course, you know, we can talk about that brother. I don't know who he is, who is, and where he's from, I don't know. But the point is that how about us? Especially the saints have aged or have some years in the Lord's recovery or even in the Lord. Are we growing? Or are we remain the same? And then some saints mentioned, even worse. You know, when Paul mentioned about the people are doing their own things, we thought, many times we thought about the own things is like, oh, he loved the world, and he do this, he do that. His own thing is whatever not according to God,
right.
Not according to God's will, not according to his purpose. That's your own things. It could be something in the world. It could be something spiritual. But you holding there so tight, so much. Why we are not growing? Why we are not changing according to the Lord? Is that because we don't know or we are not experiencing Christ and the power of his resurrection? Is that because we are not fellowshipping into his suffering? Or we are not confirmed to his death? I don't know, dear saints, in your situation, I would say maybe all of that. Because the lack of confirming his death. So many times, I can tell you the doctrine of cross, but I could be the one not experiencing at all.
That's right.
I could be one say, oh, this is a principle. This is my burden. This is what I see important. But forget, the Lord want we are in one accord.
Amen.
So this week, I really touch by the Lord when Paul here says, not your own righteousness. So many times, myself live in the righteous, self-righteous way. And that prevent me from receiving the transformation of life. That's preventing me from life growing. So many times, dear saints, when we hear something, your reflection is, oh, brother so-and-so really need this message. You think about, oh, brother so-and-so really need to read this line, this word. Let me circle that for you. And we forgot that that's the time Lord is speaking to you.
Amen.
Have we feel that? How many times you feel, say, Lord, I don't have no excuse. I have nothing. But Lord, this is the one I need to take before you.
Amen.
This is the time, Lord, the dear saints, we can grow.
Amen.
This is the time we can really take the power of resurrection and we can confirm to his death.
Amen.
So, dear saints, I hope that the messages come week after week. The burden speak clear and clear. May all of us receiving the shining from the Lord Jesus Christ,
amen,
from himself, so that this word is not returned in vain.
Amen.
And this word can really impact,
amen,
on what daily living.
Amen.
The brothers' fellowship about daily living. Dear saints, our daily living.
Amen.
How much time we spend before the Lord. How much time we pursue the Lord.
Amen.
How much time, how much things, how many things that we are willing to drop for the sake of the Lord.
Amen.
I just have this feeling. I feel I just want to share with you. And I feel that the Lord, may the Lord really use these messages and touch us all.
Amen.
And then touch us in our innermost being and then touch our daily living.
Amen.
Amen.
I do like to use this opportunity because today is very special that the Baskin Ridge branching out.
Amen.
And I do have a burden to say something. And this will also imply to this week's message. And if it's too heavy, to forgive me in the Lord, for I bring you some very heavy burden. Brother and sister, why God created men, and why He saved us, and why He placed us in this so-called church life. You may say, I already know this. I can even quote you the verses. I hope this morning that I can bring you some intrinsic significance of the meaning to you. When God created men, the first blessing or charge is be multiplied. And this principle governs all the way in His dealing with men. Personally, you have to be multiplied. That's why the church, in the beginning of the year, continue to pray for the gospel, for one fruit per person.
Amen.
Why? Because multiply. This principle also implies to church. Church must be also multiplied.
Amen.
And branching out of Bridgewater is God's goal. It's not because we are capable. Are you three brothers capable? I do believe when this morning you stood up, you're frightened. But it's God's doing. So don't be frightened. Just be strong and be faithful. The brother mentioned two keywords touch me. Two brothers mentioned about testimony. One brother mentioned about faith. That's good enough. Brother and sister in Basking Ridge, remember that. Church is the testimony of God.
Amen.
What is the testimony? That's the testimony of testifying Christ being manifested in humanity. So when people see you and see church, to see the manifestation of Christ
Amen.
In humanity.
Amen.
It doesn't matter the number. Of course, we don't downgrade, we don't downplay number. Better, more is better. But don't be sidetracked. Do not lose the intrinsic testimony to the hour number,
Amen.
To the hour activity. Brothers, I do believe none of you are appointed by anyone. But it's really the Lord's sovereignty. And do you realize what has happened to you or what God has burdened you? You and me are the slave of God's house. That's who you are, and that's who I am. As a slave, do you have position? As a slave, do you have any rights? I would say this is called slave team. Our brother mentioned about heavenly team. Today I would say we are the slave team. A team of slave, yet slave of God. Brothers, and you need to realize that. You know, Judy and I, ever since we came back from Taiwan's middle age training in 2016, and we started to meet at Baskin Ridge on every Tuesday. I realize the Lord's intention, what he wants to do. But the Lord's burden is really to strengthen the sister. Because really the church life, the backbone of church life, are the sister.
Amen.
Not the brothers.
Yes.
But don't be discouraged, brother. You have your function and you have your portion. But we have to admit, sister is more important than us.
Amen. Amen.
Brother, are you amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah for sister.
Amen.
So, Judy and I start to meet with them for almost 3 years. And I see how they grow. And I have been waiting for this day, particularly today, the brother who stood up, announced to us.
Amen.
To me, my heart is joyful.
Amen.
Very joyful.
Amen.
Now, brother, you are starting to pick up. Chinese say, 成家了. If you are Chinese, you knew what that means. 成家了,所以锅碗瓢盆都要有啊。 And Judy told me, wow, she saw the saints from Baskin Ridge asking, can we have this? Can we have that pot? Can we have all this? And this reminded me when we came back from Franklin, exactly the same. Am I right, brother and sister?
Yes.
Very joyful. And I'm happy to see that. Take more.
Amen.
You can have it all as long as you keep the testimony.
Amen. Amen.
So for the testimony to be kept, brothers, now we come to the real stuff. We have to realize we are indeed slaves. So we are here, brothers, to serve God. So you and I have no preference. Do not bring any worldly, political way of meeting together. Do not. And I have to warn you, that has been constituted in our natural being. I cannot tell you who you three brothers, your position, but you among you, you must realize your position and your function. Some brother, the Lord may use him to take the lead. And some brother, the Lord may use him to balance you. The reason the brother cannot bring in the harmonize is because, like our brother mentioned, do you know the problem in Luke chapter 15? The older brother and younger brother, do you know the real problem of that older brother? He was offended. Offended by what? Not fair. Right? Brother, when we are in the service, learn to serve the Lord, there's no such thing called fair. If you are trying to apply the worldly concept of trading, commercialized trading, this is not fair. Then I'll tell you, you read the Bible, everything's unfair.
Right.
So you three brothers must realize that it's easy to branch out, to start meet, to start all these so-called hours services. But the devil will test you, will come to test you, brothers. Are you really one? Are you really intrinsically one? Or you are just like today's, you work in a company and like a colleague. Do you know the difference between colleague and compassion? And companion. Huh? Colleague means we take care of things. There's a need of setting up table. Okay, brother, can you come to serve the table? Okay, let's make sure everything done right. Okay, make it right. This is colleague. Are we in that kind of relationship? And I'll tell you, whenever we degrade it into that situation, testimony is done. The real intrinsic of the testimony is done. We lost the testimony. Who knew that? Devil! Devil knew our real problem, real condition and real situation. And you still think that you are blessed. And you even boast yourself to the others, I am blessed. My church life is blessed. Brother, be watchful. So I will have to warn you, when you start to branching out next week, brother, you need to nail down before the Lord every single personally your time, and even before every Lord's Day, you need to kneel down before the Lord to seek the Lord's presence.
Amen.
Seek the Lord's word of burden.
Amen. Amen.
Saints, do you realize every week morning revival has a burden? Are we just here to read morning revival? There is a burden.
Amen.
This week's burden is to be conformed to Christ's death. Because if we do not proceed this conformation, then our growth of life held back.
Yes.
And then there will no new experience.
That's right.
And do you know the symptom of that? Do you know the manifestation of that situation? You cannot speak anything new. You will repeat the same word and same testimony over and over again. I must bring this to you, and you have to check your own experience.
Right.
If you are in that situation, you and I must bow down to the Lord.
Yes.
And cry out,
Amen.
Lord, have mercy on me.
Right.
So the growth of light in me will not stop,
Amen.
Will not held back.
Amen.
For those who are age 50, I'll follow our brother's burden. Who are 50? Listen carefully. As far as brother told us, I will have to say this way and I'll put the encouragement later. As far as our character wise, what done, we cannot change. Do you realize that?
Yes.